Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio from Boise, Idaho. This is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, send it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Well, before we do get started, I want to let you know that today's program is brought to you by the financial support of our listeners. And I especially want to thank Teresa, who actually mailed in a donation, Sandy, Gary, and Robert. Thank you so much for your support. We'll send along access to the premium site, as we do with all donations of $7 or more. And if you'd like to support the show by PayPal, go to support.greatdetectives.net. If you'd like to support by mail and send a check, email me at box13 at greatdetectives.net. Well, now we continue on with part 3 and part 4 of the Phantom Chase matter.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Brady Quintana, Dollar.
Where you been, Quintana? You were supposed to contact me again later last night.
Yeah, look, this is a complicated deal. It takes time.
What's complicated about it? I'm looking for a guy named Tom Chase. You claim he's here in New Orleans under the name Tom James. For $500, you'll tell me where he's hiding.
Sure, but the problem is he is hiding too good right now.
I think you're stalling.
You saw that letter his last night, didn't you?
Yeah, it's Chase's handwriting, all right.
I'll find him again by tonight. You know that bar we met in?
Ace's Castle.
Be there at 10 o'clock tonight, with the dough.
Okay, but you'd better produce, Quintana. I don't have much time.
If Chase finds out I'm trying to put the finger on him, neither will I.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location New Orleans, to the Home Office Universal Adjustment Bureau, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Phantom Chase matter. Expense account continued. Item 8, 425. Long distance call to Pat McCracken at Universal Adjustment Bureau in Hartford. Pat agreed that $500 was a small price to pay if it got us a man who'd embezzled $120,000 from a New York investment outfit. Item 9, 370. Phone call to George Everson, senior partner of the investment outfit in New York. It was Everson who'd spotted a newspaper picture of a New Orleans bar with a man in the background who looked to him like Chase. Everson had been afraid he was sending me on a wild goose chase, and he was happy to hear his wild goose had just laid a golden egg. Item 10, $2. Assorted newspapers and magazines to kill time. Yeah, there was nothing I could do until I met Freddie Quintana at Ace's Castle at 10 p.m. Pops Harker, the trumpet player at Ace's Castle, had told me Freddie was a bad one. But right now, he was my only lead. The day dragged on. Finally, it got dark, and I was just starting to think about dinner.
Hello, Johnny.
Lola Chase.
May I come in?
Well, yeah, sure. Come on in. Well, what are you doing here, Lola? I thought you were in New York.
George Everson told me about your phone call to him this morning. That you think Tom is here in New Orleans.
Well, yeah. Everson said he hadn't told you about the newspaper picture before because he didn't want to get your hopes up.
I know. He explained. I got a plane down here right away.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure that was a good idea, Lola. I doubt very much if there's anything you can do.
I thought if you do find Tom, if I could just talk to him, maybe I could get him to see that the only thing for him to do is give himself up and return the money.
Oh, I wouldn't count on that.
Johnny, I had to come. He's still my husband.
Yeah.
George Everson didn't go into details about the newspaper picture.
Oh, there was an article on New Orleans Jazz, one of the New York papers a few days back. It It showed a bar scene, a place called Ace's Castle. And in the background, sitting at the bar with his face turned away, was a man George thought might be your husband. So I came down here.
Now you have proof he's here?
I think so.
What kind of proof? Johnny, please tell me.
Okay. But I'm not sure you want to see it, Lola.
Go ahead.
Well, last night in Ace's Castle, a character named Freddie Quintana contacted me. Told me he thought he had Tom pegged, that he was going under the name of Tom James.
James? That's his middle name.
Yeah. The kind of alias a lot of people use.
But that's not proof of anything.
Oh, I know. Then Quintana showed me a letter he'd stolen from Tom's room. An unfinished letter. I checked it against the sample of Tom's writing I'd brought with me. It looks pretty genuine.
What kind of letter?
To you, Lola.
Oh. Please, may I see it?
Here you are.
Lola, when you get this, I'll be far away. Don't try to find me. It's better that way. Don't know how to explain, but...
I'm sorry.
That's Tom's writing, Johnny.
Yeah.
What happens now?
Oh, I'm supposed to meet Freddie Quintana at Ace's Castle down on the quarter at 10 o'clock tonight.
I want to come with you.
Oh, Lola.
Please, Johnny.
Expense account item 11820, dinner for Lola and me. She didn't say much during the meal. I guess there wasn't much for her to say. Afterward, we started walking through the quarter toward Ace's Castle.
It's interesting around here, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. The quarter hasn't changed much.
You've been here before?
A couple of years ago.
Funny.
What is?
You, in a job like this.
Why?
You, well, I don't know. You just don't look like a person who spends most of his time looking for fugitives and criminals. It seems like such a strange job for you.
It's a job.
Do you like it?
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes I like it a lot. Sometimes I don't like it at all.
Like now?
Like now.
Thanks, Johnny.
For what?
For feeling that way.
Well, I guess it's my turn to say funny.
What about?
You're asking about... Well, Pops Harker seemed to think I was in the wrong job, too.
Who?
Pops Harker. An old fellow who plays trumpet at Ace's Castle. You'll hear him. He's blind.
Oh.
Yeah, that horn of his has to make up for a lot.
But why did he think you're in the wrong job?
Mostly because of the company I sometimes have to keep, like Freddie Quintana.
Oh. I hate to see things work out like this.
What's that mean?
I mean... finding Tom this way through a cheap information peddler like this Quintana. Oh, if he'd only turn himself in.
I'm afraid that's a pretty remote possibility.
I know. He seems to have forgotten what sort of a person he was. After his arrest, he wouldn't even talk to me about it. I guess he's forgotten a lot of other things, too.
All right, come on, Lola. That's Ace's Castle right ahead.
You think Tom will be there?
I doubt it. Probably just Quintana. But he's supposed to tell me where your husband is hiding. Here we are.
That must be Pops Harker over there in the band with the dark glasses.
Yeah, that's him. Come on, that corner table.
This is the place in the newspaper picture?
Yeah.
Yes. I can believe Tom's been here. He loved this kind of music.
Real nice, Pops.
Thank you, Mr. Dodd. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Johnny, I thought you said he was...
He is. He recognized my voice.
You still mess around with that mean one, Daddy?
Freddie Quintana? Afraid I have to, Pops. I'm not enjoying it particularly.
Well, you stick to the good ones, Daddy. Don't mess with the bad ones.
Gossiping about me, Pops?
Oh, Quintana.
Oh, why don't you keep your face in that horn and out of the people's business?
Take it easy, Quintana.
That's all right, Mr. Dollar. I'll still be blowing away this here horn long after some folks quit breathing.
Yeah, sure. Who's the dame, Dollar?
Don't worry about it, Freddy. Let's just say she's with me.
Okay, okay. Don't be so touchy. Okay to talk?
Go ahead.
It's all set. Oh, yeah. I got this chase on ice for you. He thinks I'm arranging passage for him on a boat out of here with no questions asked.
That's cruel.
Easy, Lola.
Business is business.
Where is he now?
Now, let's not get noses, sweetie.
Cut the smart talk, Freddy.
My, you are in a pretty nasty mood tonight, Dollar.
Yeah, so just stick to business, huh?
Okay. Here. Now, this here's the address of my rooming house. Chase gonna meet me in my room at midnight. You be there in a few minutes before. And, Dollar, be sure you bring a dough.
You be sure you bring Chase.
He's in the bag. See you at midnight.
Oh, what a horrible person.
Yeah, he's sure not the best.
Johnny, let me go with you at midnight.
I don't think that'd be a very good idea, Lola.
Please.
Why?
Just say I'm pretty foolish, I guess. I just want to see him once more.
Look, why don't you...
I know it won't do any good, but after you take him, I probably won't see him again. He wouldn't see me before. He probably won't afterwards, but just to see him once more.
Lola, I don't know what good
I'd like
gonna...
to go back to my hotel and rest now, but... Please pick me up before you go to Quintana's room. Johnny?
Okay, Lola. Quarter of 12. This is the address, Lola. Quintana's rooming house.
It's an awfully shabby place.
The perfect spot for Quintana. What time is it?
11:55.
All right, let's go in. Number 8. Let's see.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah. Okay, we won't knock.
There's nobody here, Johnny.
Well, we're a little early. Okay, we'll wait. So we waited. 15 minutes went by. Half an hour.
Do you think he was just playing some sort of fiendish joke on us, Johnny?
I haven't stood up on deals like this before. But Lola wasn't used to it. Pretty soon the strain got a little too much for her.
Please, Johnny, I can't stand this anymore. Take me back to my hotel.
So I did. Now I was right back where I started from, with no leads. I decided to go back to Ace's Castle. That's where the trail had started. I sat there for a few minutes nursing a drink. Then somebody slid into the chair across from me.
You, Johnny Dollar?
Yeah, that's right. Who are you?
Lieutenant Lefebvre, New Orleans Police.
Ah. Well, what can I do for you, Lieutenant?
How long you been here, sir?
A few minutes.
Oh. Weren't you in here early?
Yeah.
What time you leave?
A little after 10. Why?
Where'd you go?
To see somebody who didn't show up. Look, Lieutenant, what's this all about?
You don't mind, just answer the questions, huh? Who was this, sir? Somebody went to see.
A character named Quintana. I was supposed to meet him in his room.
Well, you won't see him back.
Well, that's a sort of a long story. Look, here's my card, Lieutenant.
Jones investigator, huh? You might come with me, Mr. Dollar?
Where to?
Back. Was a woman with you earlier, huh?
Yes, Mrs. Lola Chase. I took her back to a hotel before I came back here again.
I see. End of the alley here.
What's this all about, Lieutenant?
Go ahead, Dollar. Take a look.
There were two policemen and a photographer in the alley, over near a doorway. I moved in close. A man was sprawled there, face up. Freddy Quintana. And he didn't look mean or nasty anymore. Just real tired. Real dead. Johnny Dollar.
This is Lieutenant Lefebvre, New Orleans Police.
Morning, Lieutenant. Anything new on the Freddy Quintana murder?
Yes.
Oh?
You.
What?
You said you were with Quintana last night.
On business, Lieutenant.
What kind of business, Dollar?
Well, it's a long story.
I'm sure. I think you better tell it to me.
Okay, I'll be right over. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location New Orleans, to the Home Office, Universal Adjustment Bureau, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Phantom Chase Matter. Expense account continued. Item 12, $1.20 cab fare from my hotel to police headquarters, where Detective Lieutenant Lefebvre was waiting for me.
All right, Dollar. Now, what's it all about?
Lieutenant, it's mainly about Tom Chase, alias Tom James.
Chase? James? Who's he?
Former junior partner in the investment firm of Everson & Chase in New York City. Chase embezzled $120,000 from the firm.
It's not very easy to do.
I know, but he was real smart about it. George Everson, the senior partner, explained how Chase had done it. You see, he specialized in long-term investments.
Oh, people that buy and hold on, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Chase juggled the accounts, and over what must have been a period of many months, he siphoned off a total of $120,000.
Mm-hmm. How'd Everson find out about it?
Oh, one of their clients suddenly decided to sell out.
His count wasn't as fat as it should have been, huh?
That's right. Everson immediately ordered an audit. The total shortage was discovered, and the DA's office moved in.
Did Chase make any kind of statement?
No, none at all. He just clammed up. Everson tried to get him to explain, and so did Chase's wife, Lola. But he wouldn't say anything. Everson raised bail for him, and Chase promptly jumped bail and disappeared.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've heard stories like this before, Doc.
Yeah, sure. Open and shut embezzlement.
Anybody find a motive?
Well, we're just guessing at that. Could be any one of the standard ones, I guess.
Gambling debts, maybe?
Oh, I don't know. As far as we can determine, Chase didn't do any gambling. Of course, you never really know.
What about a woman?
Well, now, that's probably closer to it. Although I'm like George Everson. If it was a woman, I don't get it.
Why not?
You should see Chase's wife, Lola.
Oh, like that, eh?
Like that.
Still, the woods are full of men who've run out on good wives.
Oh, yeah. There was something wrong in the happy home, all right, but I guess it was all on Chase's part.
Was he?
Lola told me he'd been moody and tense for some time before the embezzlement became known. He was away from home a lot at night. Told her he'd been working late.
Mm-hmm. That, too, sounds familiar.
She asked George Everson about it, and George told her it wasn't so. Then there was the matter of the vacation.
Vacation?
Yeah, at the last moment, Tom Chase told Lola he couldn't get away, but insisted she go anyway. So she went to Martha's Vineyard alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly has all the earmarks of another woman.
I know. I asked George Everson if he knew of any other woman. He said no. I haven't had the heart to ask Lola Chase that yet. But I got a hunch that's what she's afraid of this, too.
Well, it's all very interesting, Dollar, but what's it got to do with Freddie Quintana's murder here in New Orleans?
Yeah. Here's a New York newspaper last week. Take a look at it.
Article on New Orleans jazz.
Yeah. That's a picture of Asa's Castle down on the quarter. George Everson spotted this picture. The fellow in the background sitting at the bar looked to him like Tom Chase. And Chase was crazy about jazz.
And that's why you come down here to New Orleans?
Yep. Freddie Quintana contacted me night before last and told me Tom Chase was in New Orleans under the name of Tom James.
Did he have any proof to show you?
A letter Chase had started to Lola, then threw away. Quintana stole it from Chase's room.
The handwriting genuine?
Mm-hmm. I checked it against a sample of Chase's writing that I'd brought with me. Yeah, it's his, all right.
Go on.
Well, Quintana told me to meet him in his room at midnight. He'd have Chase there. Apparently, he was pretending to negotiate with Chase for passage out of the country.
Oh?
So Lola and I went to Quintana's room at midnight, but he didn't show. And I took her back to a hotel. Then I met you, and you showed me Freddie Quintana's body in the alley. It sure looks like Tom Chase didn't want to get found.
Mm-hmm. So now if we get Tom Chase, we got Freddie Quintana's killer.
That's about the size of it, Lieutenant.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Dollar, Quarter's been my bait for a long time now.
So?
So Freddie Quintana was a real bad boy.
That's what I've been told.
When a bad boy gets himself killed, it isn't always easy to tag the man who did it.
Meaning there are a lot of them who'd like to have done it, huh?
In Freddie's case, a long line of them.
I don't doubt it.
Well, we give it a whirl. Tom Chase, alias Tom James. I get out bulleting on him. If he's the one, though, he'd probably skip time by now.
Could be.
What's your next move, Jenny?
One that I don't look forward to, believe me.
Oh?
Breaking the news to Lola Chase.
I just won't believe it, Johnny.
I know.
It was hard enough to think that Tom was an embezzler, but he isn't a killer, Johnny. He couldn't be.
A nice guy can get twisted up. Then, when he's on the run, he sometimes acts like an animal. He'll destroy anything or anyone who's between him and his freedom.
But what kind of freedom can a man have who's... I guess you were right, Johnny.
Yeah, what about?
You said I shouldn't have come down here from New York. That there was nothing I could do except get hurt more.
Oh, I can understand your feeling. You had to come, but, well.
Johnny, I wish you were working for me right now.
Hmm?
This investigation, I mean. I'd just call it off.
Afraid it isn't that simple. Your husband's still a fugitive. He's got to be found. That $120,000, or what's left of it, has to be recovered. And if he is responsible for Quintana's murder...
I know. It was just a wish. Excuse me. Hello? Oh, yes, just a moment. It's for you, Johnny.
Oh, thanks. Johnny Dollar.
Lieutenant Lefebvre. Thought I might find you there.
Anything new, Lieutenant?
Yes. That Tom James alias you gave us for Tom Chase paid off.
Oh?
We just located his room.
Where?
In a room and house in the quarter, a couple of doors from where Freddie Quintana lived.
I'll meet you there in 10 minutes. Expense account item 13, $3. Cab fare from Lola's Hotel to the rooming house in the quarter. $2 for the fare, $1 extra for speed. The driver earned it. 8 minutes later, I met Lieutenant Lefebvre at the rooming house, a dilapidated two-story building. He took me to a room at the end of the hall on the first floor.
This is it, Johnny.
No sign of Chase, huh?
No. I'm keeping a stakeout on the room just in case, but I doubt if he'd be back. His clothes are gone.
Looks like he left in a hurry, Lefebvre.
Yeah. Take a look over here.
On some charred pieces of paper.
We fish them out of the wastebasket. That's a mistake amateurs usually make, burning stuff in a wastebasket.
No draft.
That's right. Some of it's not completely burned. See if any of it makes sense to you.
Well, this one looks like part of a letter. This one. Yeah. Yeah, this one pegs Chase, all right.
Looks like a little piece of an envelope.
Mm-hmm. Could be he'd brought part of the money down here in it. You see, you can still read part of the letterhead in the upper corner.
Everson and...
The full name is Everson and Chase. That's the name of the firm. Chase was the junior partner.
Yeah. Well, that makes it pretty clear that Tom James and Tom Chase are one the same.
Did he rent the room under the name of Tom James?
That's right. Haven't got any of the details yet. There's no manager here. Vacancies are handled by a rental agent down the street.
I see.
Here's another charred fragment I can't figure out. Here, take a look. It's right in here.
And there's some numbers. Looks like a 12 and a 23.
Mm-hmm. Mean anything to you?
12, 23. An address, maybe?
Possibly. But it's not much help. What address?
Oh, well, if I get any bright ideas, I'll call you. I'm going to pay a visit to that rental agent.
Can I do for you?
Are you the agent for that rooming house down the street?
That's right, sir. Collis is the name. Roger Collis. You'd like a room, maybe?
No, thanks. I want some information.
What about?
Well, you rented a room some time ago to a man named Tom James, I believe.
Well, let me see. I'll have to look it up. We keep all the rentals in this here book, and it ought to... Yeah, here it is. Oh, yeah.
What do you mean, oh, yeah? Was there something special about that rental?
Oh, indeed there was, my friend. A little over a week ago it was.
Yeah, that would figure.
And the month's rent was paid in advance.
Is that what was so special about it?
Oh, no, no, that's happened before. It was who rented it was so special.
Well, I thought Tom James...
It was rented for Mr. James. By a friend of his.
Oh?
Now, I sure wish I had a friend like that. Oh, man, what a woman.
The motive for Tom Chase's embezzlement. It was a woman, after all. He probably stayed undercover while she rented the room for him. I thought of his wife, Lola. I didn't want to see her get hurt anymore. Expense account item 14, cab fare to Lola's hotel.
Is this something new, Johnny? You left in such a hurry.
Lola, do yourself and me a favor.
What is it?
Go back to New York now.
Why?
Well, I just think it'll be better all around, that's all.
Something's happened. You found out something. Johnny, please don't hold anything back from
me. Look, Lola,
whatever it is, I have a right to know.
Yeah, I guess you do. Okay, I'm sorry to tell you this, but... Looks like Tom isn't traveling alone.
Oh. I guess I always knew that was it. It had to be.
I'm sorry.
You're right, Johnny. The only thing for me to do now is go back to New York and forget. Try to forget. Thanks for everything, Johnny.
Item 15, $3 even, drinks for me. But they didn't take the bad taste out of my mouth. Lola, heading back to New York alone, and Chase, heading who knew where with 120 grand and not alone. I thought of that scrap of charred paper with the numbers on it, the one we'd found in his room. 12, 23. They could mean anything or nothing. Finally, I gave up trying to make sense out of it and picked up the evening paper. News section, not much of interest. Sports, the comics, the weather, Harbor News, the... Harbor News. Ship arrivals and departures. 12, 23. Could that be the time of departure of a ship and the pier number? From Pier 23 at 12, maybe? Sure, it sounded like a long shot. But I had a strong hunch the trail might not be as cold as I'd thought.
Now here's our star to tell you about the next intriguing episode of this story.
It's about a trail that heats up, and a girl who doesn't exactly help to cool things off. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Robert Reif, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Welcome back. The clue with the number seemed to be a forced clue, because the combination of numbers could have meant other things, such as a time of departure of an airplane and the gate number. But perhaps they didn't have that many gates at the New Orleans airport in 1956. At any rate, we'll find out if Johnny is on the right track on Friday, or start to. I should mention that this is actually the longest Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar serial. It's a 9-parter, so we won't finish it this week. Well, which brings me to a note about next week's programming. Next Wednesday, we will bring you Dick Powell in Murder, My Sweet for the Lux Radio Theater as a precursor to our Philip Marlowe story. So join us back here next Wednesday for Murder, My Sweet. And coming up tomorrow, of course, it's Nick Carter. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at GreatDetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter, Radio Detectives, and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.